Private Bainbridge had just come off guard duty. He'd stood there for hours, plenty of people watching, nothing apparently wrong. He came off duty and within minutes was nearly dead from a wound in his stomach, but there was no weapon. Where did it go?
Ladies and gentlemen, I invite you to consider this, a murderer who can walk through walls, a weapon that can vanish.
But in all of this, there is only one element which can be said to be truly remarkable. Would anyone like to make a guess? Come on, come on. There is actually an element of Q&A to all of this. Scotland Yard. Have you got a theory? Yeah, you. You're a detective, broadly speaking. Got a theory?
If the blade was propelled through the grating in the air vent, maybe a ballista or a catapult, somebody tiny could crawl in there. So, yeah, we're looking for a dwarf.
Brilliant.
Really?
No. Next.
Stabbed himself.
Hello, who was that? Tom. Got a theory?
Attempted suicide with a blade made of compacted blood and bone. Broke after piercing his abdomen like a meat dagger.
A meat dagger?
Yes.
Set down. No. There was one feature, and only one feature, of interest in the whole of this baffling case, and quite frankly, it was the usual. John Watson, who, while I was trying to solve a murder, instead saved a life. There are mysteries worth solving and stories worth telling. The best and bravest man I know, and on top of that, he actually knows how to do stuff.
Except wedding planning and serviettes. He's rubbish at those. The case itself remains the most ingenious and brilliantly planned murder or attempted murder I've ever had the pleasure to encounter. The most perfect locked room mystery of which I am aware. However, I'm not just here to praise John. I'm also here to embarrass him. So let's move on to...
No, wait. How is it done?
How was what done?
The stabbing.
I'm afraid I don't know. I didn't solve that one. That's, it can happen sometimes. It's very, very disappointing.
Embarrassment leads me on to the stag night. Of course, there's hours of material here, but I've cut it down to the really good bits.